kids are already starting to go back to school in much of the country, and that looks different in different places. Last year, a district in Alaska changed its whole calendar so that kids could spend more time learning about the culture and traditions of living off the land. Evan Erickson, with our member station KYUK, reports.
It's an overcast day this summer in the village of Akiachuk on the Kuskokwim River, about 70 miles inland from the Bering Sea. Five elementary school kids are drifting along on a skiff with a couple of adults. Everybody is focused on a series of red and white buoys attached to a net.
That red one right there in front of us, it keeps moving.
Right there! We move!
This is the school's summer culture camp, and the kids are learning about traditional Yupik Native ways, living in harmony with the land and the values of sharing food, friendship, and knowledge. Today, in the boat with their principal, they're learning to fish for salmon. Populations of several species of salmon on this river have crashed, and this is a rare window when harvesting them with drift nets is allowed.
That's a king salmon!
The Ubeet School District's Summer Culture Camp is part of an effort to help kids master the subsistence lifestyle the Yupik people have practiced for centuries.
I want to fish again. This is actually a good spot to fish.
On shore, a group of elders shows the students how to process fish at a large cutting table on a patch of grass just off the river. The school's literacy coach, Evelyn Esmalko, wields a large, curved traditional ulu knife and explains the differences between chum, chinook, and sockeye salmon.
Put the king shin one and red shin one.
This will be for the winter supply of fish supplement, the lunch program.
After the fish are cleaned, they are loaded into the back of a beat-up truck to be dropped off at the school's walk-in freezer. Riding in back, Woody Woodgate, who works for the school district, says people here favor indigenous foods.
And not really taking away anything from the USDA and the school lunch program, but you know, most of that stuff that's on those menus are designed for, you know, people in big cities or lower 48.
The new calendar the school district adopted to better teach local culture allows kids to participate in subsistence food gathering like fishing and moose hunting.
So if we can supplement using fish and moose, and especially fish and moose that the kids catch.
The new calendar means the students begin the school year a week later and they finish 10 days earlier. They make up the difference with an extra half hour of instruction each day. When Principal Baron Sample calls Woodgate from the fishing boat, it's clear that the day's salmon fishing activities were a success.
Hey, Woody, can you come to the gas station? We'll unload you with what we have and then let the kids go head back up.
The Ubeet School District is working on other ways to integrate traditional knowledge into core subjects like math and language so kids can continue harvesting educational opportunities. For NPR News, I'm Evan Erickson in Akiachuk, Alaska.